Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. This is always so fun to get on and chat with you. So I have done many versions, I think, in my lifetime of podcasting of a show like this. But I hope that you will, I got new pieces of information, and I feel that every time I go into the well to ask Spirit about this question, they bring forward new inspiration to share with all of you so that you can feel a greater sense of ease as you're pursuing what you want, as you're going for the big dream. I'm a coach, in case you're new to the program. I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I'm an intuitive and I'm a coach. And I'm most interested in the person who has a really big dream and has no idea how they would make it happen. I'm interested in the person sitting in their studio apartment who has a dream of building a business and using that business to buy not only themselves a house, but their mama a house, and to help their community, and to, of course, invest their money appropriately, and to pay off their student debt. And they're looking at their life right now, and they're saying, how can I go from this, from my, you know, 14-hour workday to this dream business that is supporting my life in all these ways? I'm most interested in that person. So let's talk about, you've gone for it. You've been putting energy into it. But there's a part of you that's afraid it's not going to happen. And probably you're most afraid because you didn't see instant results. Or maybe you saw a little bit of results and then it petered out. Or you've been hammering at it and hammering at it and hammering at it and nothing's showing up. First and foremost, I don't like this answer. I'll be honest with you. My human self doesn't like this answer. But as I was saying, you know, giving you the introduction to all of this, Spirit showed me the flash of this message. Everything happens in cycles. And there is an ebb and flow of things. And I promise you, when I was in my most stressful times and I would hear this message, it would break my heart because I knew I was in an ebb and I needed flow right now, right? And there was no flow. And I didn't want to hear about ebb and flow. I just wanted to know, how the fuck am I going to pay the rent? I went for this big thing. I need cash now, right? And so I pray that you can hear this message. It can bust through some of the fear. But I want to be honest with you. I know where you're at. So if you don't hear it right now, know that it's going to be embedded in your subconscious. And when you need it most, you'll hear it again. So everything has an ebb and flow. So if you feel like things are not happening right now, you're not seeing results, you're probably in an ebb. That is a part of the process. This is a time to step away from the stress of it all and consider, what else can I do? And, or why am I doing what I'm doing? That I think that's really a fundamental piece of it. And I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. Why are you doing what you're doing? Maybe you're doing it because, as I shared on a previous podcast, I realized I was pursuing a goal because I didn't want to feel humiliated. And so that was all I cared about, was like, I want to hit this goal so I don't feel humiliated if it doesn't happen. And so I did. I wound up not feeling humiliated, but I also lost some other stuff in the process. So let's go back to the basics. Like, what do you want? How do you want to feel? Why do you want to feel that way? What is the benefit to you achieving this result, and can you achieve it in any other way? Are you staying open to all possibilities? And again, when you're stressed out and you just want a result to show up and you've put the effort in and you're just like, why isn't it happening? I know it's difficult to hear me right now. My hope is that this is a show you will come back to and know that it's going to serve you well when you're not feeling as stressed out, okay? So then now let's talk to everybody who's not stressed out and you just stumble on this podcast and you're like, this is interesting, let me hear this. So I pray you can hear some of this wisdom because it will help you as you start to pursue your big dreams, or when you are in that state of like, I'm ready, why hasn't anything happened? This will be some wisdom to help you along your journey. So first and foremost, if you desire it, it means it's possible for you. Like, I know I used to think that if things weren't working out exactly as I wanted, it didn't mean it's possible for me. What I now know is that anything is possible, right? And I guess I've always known that, but I think some of my own childhood programming was that, like, oh, if things didn't line up perfectly, it means that God doesn't want you to do it. That's bullshit. If God doesn't want you to do it, you're not really going to have the desire to do it. And with the exception of people, like, sometimes we can want to be with a person, and maybe the true desire there is not that person, but to be in love and to be in a relationship. So that's all about returning back to the essence of it. But ultimately, if you set out to start a business and you've put a lot of time, energy, and effort into it, and you're loving so many parts of it, and maybe the cash isn't showing up in the way that you hope, doesn't mean you need to quit your business. It means that you might need to learn something new. It might mean you're in an ebb. And ebbs are also an opportunity to learn something else. It might mean that you need to redefine what the actual goal is. It may mean that you set a goal that's too small. You know, when I look back on my book business and I launched last year, I'm getting ready to launch the third book, I look at the numbers that I set then compared to the numbers that I've set for now. Oh my God, drastically different. I was playing so small, you know. I was coming post-divorce, and I just wanted to keep my head above water, right? That was the desire, keep my head above water. And and so I wasn't thinking about what was for the highest and greatest good of my business and the highest and greatest good of myself. So I want to encourage you that it doesn't mean it's not possible if things aren't showing up in the exact way you want. With the exception, and I say this often because I know my audience well, with the exception of people. If there's a particular man or woman or someone you want to be with romantically, that's when we get very, this is a person, Amy. We get very obsessive in that way. They have free will. Outside of that, if you desire it, it means that it is possible for you. So let's say this again. If you desire it, it means that it is possible for you. And I know in Christian speak and for those of us that have grown up in that type of environment, we hear like, oh, well, God just didn't want you to have it. Or A, there are infinite ways in which what we desire can come to us, right? So maybe the way that we have decided is too limiting, and it doesn't serve the planet at the highest level of service. So it didn't come in that way, but this way that serves the planet, that serves you well, that is fully and completely in alignment with that which is all good, will come through. Nothing changed about the actual desire, though. So it doesn't mean that something's not possible if your possibility, the one possibility you're pondering the way in which it needs to come in, has not manifested. It just means that there are infinite possibilities, and be open and receptive to that. Again, I have to check in with my folks that are listening to this that want a fast-track fix because they're in something stressful. This isn't going to make sense when you're stressed the fuck out, because you are super focused on one result and you're so afraid that that one result's not going to work out. And 9 times out of 10, you will probably create what you're most afraid of. Now, if you can hear me, if I can penetrate that fear a bit right now, and you can step away from it and say, okay, what can I do right now not to be stressed out that what I want may not happen, that I need to happen, whether it requires that you pay your rent or pay a bill or do something. What can I do right now to step away from the stress? And once you can get centered and get out of the fury of fear, you can start to hear me give you these solutions that will help you get to where you want. So next, I'm going to say it again, though. If you desire it, it means that it's possible for you. If you desire it, it means that it's possible for you. It's not a maybe. It means it will happen. If you desire it and you do the work and you don't give up, it will happen. One more time. If you desire it and you do the work and you're open and receptive and you're taking inspired action and you're not going to, you know, lay down and fall asleep the minute you have a little hardship, it will happen for you. I don't care what it is. If you desire it, it means that it is possible for you. All you have to do is not give up. Number two, one of the reasons why we give up, one of the reasons why we question whether something is possible for us, because I do believe that desire does come of God, right? And if desire comes of God, then that's like, that's intuitive information. You know, one of the, when I'm teaching about intuition, I said the first spark, that's divine. Immediately, right behind it, will come fear. And fear will often be so loud that it will swallow up that divine spark. And it's your job to center yourself so you can recall what that spark was and take action appropriately. One of the reasons why we often let our fear swallow up our spark is because of haters and naysayers, right? You know, one of the things, you know, I've been working a manifestation, you know, over the spring and now into summer, and I haven't shared a lot of the details with you, and I've been fairly transparent that I'm not sharing a lot of the details with you, and I usually do. I share everything. But I want to keep the energy around what I want so freaking pure and so glorious and so divine, because I want it that badly. I don't feel the need to prove to a naysayer that what I want is going to happen. It's such a waste of energy. But when we are feeling vulnerable, it's like naysayers show up like all over the place. So that's why I say really tend to your stress and your fear and really be mindful of who you're talking to. One of the reasons why I do what I do is because I'm a safe space for people that come and talk about their fear. I'm going to most likely tell you, hey, that's a bunch of garbage. Let's get out of the space of fear and let's think about all the possibilities, because you don't have to stay there. Your fears are not real. But when we activate that energy, we get all these naysayers that bring their fears and they want to dump it on your story. They're going to tell you why you can't do what you're trying to do. They're going to tell you like, no, you just need to go get a job. No, this is unstable. No, that can't happen for you. Or you know, what I'm dealing with now is that I don't have naysayers. I've hit a point of the reason why I've been so quiet about it is it's almost like I have this glorious little bubble around me. But what I'm bumping up against now is maybe not people directly speaking to me, but around me. Like, so I'm surrounded by like a wall of like the economy this and you know, where I'm looking out and I'm seeing roses and sunshine, I now have someone blocking my view, telling me all these things about why the world does not work the way I want, the way I have committed to believing it will work out. And so I now look at that as just another opportunity to be even more greatly devoted to my perspective on my life, right? And so I want to encourage you to avoid, ignore the naysayers and the haters. Go and get support from, you can hire a coach, you can hire me. Let's talk about it. I'll say it straight up, like, okay, let's talk through what the fear is. Let's talk through what the doubt is. And then I'm going to tell you that the fear, you got to ignore it and you got to keep going. And the only way you're going to really move past that fear is continuing to take action. And then you will see the result that you desire, and not in any timing that you could make up. And that's probably the next point on here, but even better than you ever possibly imagined. Avoid the naysayers and the haters. If your aunt or your mama or your sister or your uncle is going to tell you why what you're trying to do is stupid or ridiculous or not possible, avoid them. avoid them. Don't share it with anybody. And when we're baby manifestors, we think, oh, I just want to, I'm so lit up by everything that I'm learning, and I'm so inspired, and I want to be of service, and I want to share all this wisdom with other people so they can feel the sense of empowerment. I say, hold off on that. Hold off on that. You stay in your game, and I promise you, the way in which you want to be of service and serve and inspire others, they will notice within you the shift. They will notice, and that's what's been so amazing. That's why the same people that were like naysaying me 8 months ago, 9 months ago, now all of a sudden, they're not naysaying me. They may be naysaying other stuff, and now I realize, oh, that's just their negative streak, or that's the part, that's the perspective that leans negatively. They're not naysaying me now, right? I know that my approval comes from within, and I'm supporting and loving myself and being on my journey. And knowing that I can't be celebrated and appreciated in the way that I want it unless I celebrate and appreciate myself. So I'm focused 100% on that. Then the naysayers and the haters disappear. But when you're feeling vulnerable and you're feeling like, oh, shit, what I want, it's not going to work out, and I'm going to fall flat on my face and I'm going to lose, you will not lose. It may happen in a different way than the way you want, because spirit needs you to learn something. Now that spirit will do. Spirit's not going to tell you you can't have something, but spirit will say, hey, in order for you to get this, there is a level of learning that needs to happen. So we're going to take you on this little journey so you can learn something. So just be open and receptive to that, and it can go a lot faster than if you don't resist it. Okay. Ignore the haters and the naysayers. 3, believe everything is working out for you, even if it doesn't show up exactly as you want. I've spoken to you about this. There are infinite possibilities, but when we're stressed the fuck out, we feel like it only can happen this way. I get it. I am so on your side. Call me. Let's talk about it. I'd much rather you, it will be worth it. I will help you get out of that space so that you can see the glorious sunshine that is bathing your life right now. But you can't see it because you're so stressed out. I get it. Call me. I'll help you with it. Believe everything is working out for you, even if it doesn't show up exactly as you want and when you want. And the more that we are willing to release our expectations on time and how something needs to happen, the more glorious what we desire will be when it shows up. So if you can continue to practice letting go of, hey, I don't have control over time. Yes, I get it. I live in this human world and everything's on a timing cycle and I got to pay this in 30 days. I got to do this and this and I owe so-and-so this. And I know. I got a solution for you if you keep listening. But if you can start to separate yourself from those deadlines, and start to believe that there's infinite possibilities, then you will actually hit those deadlines, right? But if you are holding on to it has to be this way, you are going to be missing the inspiration coming that's being downloaded. This is one of the reasons why I'm offering intuition talks right now, is because I want you to learn how to download guidance so that you can stay on target, right? But when you are in fear, when you are in doubt, when you are in worry, when you are in shame, when you're around a lot of naysayers, when you are around a lot of haters, when you are low vibe in it, either through not taking care of yourself, it's going to be really difficult to hear the wisdom coming forward. Okay, so next, think of your hardships or struggles as opportunities to expand. I know you're listening to this and you're like, but Amy, it's so rough. I get it. It is really an opportunity to expand. I'll tell you a story, and hopefully this will separate you from it a bit. So I'm in the middle of launch. Yeah, I've been in the middle of launch for a while because the minute I'm done creatively, I start calling it launch. I'm pulling all the pieces to get ready to launch. And I know some people think like once you hit publish, then that's the actual launch. I say I've been in launch, right? And so I needed some pieces to show up. right? So that I can execute my launch in the way that I feel led to. And so I knew that there were things I had to do, and I was slowly doing them, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But recently I realized I kept hitting the same wall. And I was like, all right, the only way this is going to get going is that I need to expand my possibilities. I need to expand in other aspects of my life. I need to expand, as opposed to what do? When we feel like things are not going to work out for us, we constrict. We think, oh, God, I am terrible. Oh, God, it's not going to work. Oh, God. And feel those feelings by all means. Like, feel those feelings, but don't give them value. Because something didn't work out, it is not a reflection of who you really are. It is not that you are a bad person. It is not that you are bad at your job. It is not that your vision is not going to happen. It is not that you are not successful. It does not mean any of that. It's just the step in the journey. That's it. If you can start to separate yourself from when things aren't going well, then you will see it as it's an opportunity not to constrict, but to expand. Give your attention to something else or ways you can improve another area of your life. So you're hustling your business. You've been hitting, you've been doing, fairs and shows, and you're selling some stuff, but, maybe your online store hasn't really picked up. You're going for it. You still believe, but you're like, damn, I took this, money out on my credit card to sell this merchandise, and it's coming due, and it's not working the way I thought. Okay, I know this is going to sound crazy to you, but this is a wonderful opportunity to go and take care of your body. I know, you're like, Amy, I got to pay my credit card bill, Like, I get it. That's when I want you to up your exercise routine. I want you to eat better. I want you to floss, brush your teeth more frequently. Up your self-care. Like, be the most radiant version of yourself in the self-care department. Or you could keep your house ridiculously clean to the level that works for you. Like, if you're not a super tidy person, do what works for you. But you know what's clean for you, where you feel like a sense of relief. Keep your house that clean. That's the best way I can describe it. You're taking all of that energy that wants to be that wants movement, right? Like, you want movement so you can pay this credit card bill. You want your shirts or your merchandise to sell so you can, pay your credit card bill and make more shirts, right? You have more ideas. So there is an energy that needs to be expressed and actions that need to be taken. And maybe that inspiration hasn't come through yet because you're kind of stressed about the credit card bill being paid. So instead of staying in the stress, shift your vibration by focusing on your self-care. So then that energy has somewhere to go. And in that process, the mind quiets so that the divine inspiration can come in so you can execute what you need to do. And then before you know it, wow, things just got moving. I promise you, this works like gangbusters. But when I am stressed the fuck out, I don't think like this. So I pray that you are hearing me in this show, and that you will reference back to it, that you'll put a post-it somewhere. When I am stressed that something is not going to work out, that lady on the radio said, work on another aspect of my life and do it full out, right? Like, I'm not talking like, all right, I'm going to kind of half-assedly eat a little bit better, and maybe I might lift my arms above my head while I'm watching TV. No, I'm like, get in the gym, go for the walk, go for the super long walk, full-on self-care. Anything, anywhere where start another project and be fully engaged in that. Whatever it is, it's not being flaky. It's not being unable to complete a project. It's saying that something is working behind the scenes that you can't see, right? Spirit is working out your miracle, but you have some energy within you that needs to be fully expressed. And when you express that energy, divine information comes through. Divine information comes through. And it's way better. It's way better than sitting in the stress and the worry and the fear and the doubt and the, oh my God, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Oh my God, it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. The sales aren't what I want. Oh my God, this bill's going to be due. I'm going to get a 30-day late. It's not going to get paid. It's not going to get paid. Do you see what you are playing out in that moment? You are creating vibrationally the scenario that will produce all of those results you are laying out. So instead of being caught in that loop, take all of that energy. It's not just like, oh, don't think negatively, because we need something to do with all of that energy. We take all of that energy and we shift it elsewhere. And then if you think about it, all the negative energy you've been blasting at your situation dissipates, and now spirit can come in and support you. Right? It's hella fun if you play. I'm not kidding. I just went through it. It totally fucking works. I've always known it works. But, you know, as I've shared before, you know, I kind of just lost the sense of my magicalness post-divorce, and especially starting a second business. And I fell into all of these traps. And so I knew I was falling into them 8 months ago. I knew I was in these traps, but I didn't. I was like, wait a minute, I forgot. I had narcolepsy, spiritual narcolepsy. I fell asleep at the wheel. I had amnesia. I forgot how to work my way out of it. So I went back and I've done the homework, and I'm presenting you with some material here, if you're a regular listener to this show, that can help you get out of that space where you're like, oh my God, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So again, it is always possible. It can always happen because you truly desire it. All you have to do is keep the energy clean around it. And the way you do that is to always look for an opportunity to expand. When things aren't going the way you want, look for an opportunity to expand. And this is, I get it. I want to keep saying, like, I understand the person that's saying, like, Amy, I'm doing everything. I'm like, I know, sweetie, I know it seems that way. But step back from the stress of it and believe that everything's going to work out. So here's some other ways to help you step back from the stress. Release your attachment to timing. I know that's difficult, but just hear me say this. Like, if you want the timing to line up, you have to let go of the timing. If you want to be able to hit that deadline the day you say you want to hit it, you have to let go of your attachment to the deadline. And figure out some way to let go of the attachment and genuinely, soul-heartedly let go. And that means you have to turn off the stress tape running in the background of your life. Focus on the aspects you do love or what is going well. So this is another way to distract yourself away from the stress, is focus on the aspect of the project that you do love. This is magical. So if you just focus on what you love and what is going well, then you're not dumping the energy of, oh my God, 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 it's not going to work, it's not going to work, oh, this is not going to work, this is going to go wrong, this. Just focus on the things you do well. Okay, so maybe the cash isn't showing up in your business as you want. You shift your energy to, okay, I'm going to make some more shirts. I love design. That is why I went into this business. It lights me up. I hope you're getting this. The more you only give your attention to what is going well, the more you are generating a new vibration that can heal what you think is not going well. So it's not like you're not going to pretend it's not going well. That's the fact. Like, the numbers are what they are. But what you're going to do is shift out of the space of believing it's not going to go well because you have this factual information that's not showing up in the way that you want, and you'll direct your energy elsewhere so you can produce the high vibrational feelings that you need to welcome in the divine inspiration that can heal your situation. Yes? Are you going with me on this? It's so much fun. And if you aren't, just book a session with me. So I am Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I want to help you make your dreams come true. So hit me up. Until next time, take care of yourself.